Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh, I just want, next time I'm in New York, I want to go to the Apollo Theater, you know, and see. Yeah, I've seen it, but I hadn't a chance to be there, you know, at the Apollo Theater. It'd be pretty cool.
Come on, let's go. We'll take you all the way there.
You know, but when I was stationed there, that wasn't necessarily the place to go. New York has totally just changed. And of course, that was the original, you know, happening area of New York. And it just kind of migrated up to the 100 blocks and all those different things, 33rd Street and all that wonderful stuff.
That's right. They got penthouses now in Harlem. Harlem is different.
Oh. Hey, you remember that burger we had right there on Broadway?
Oh, yes. Yes, in Times Square at, what was it? Is it Roxy's?
Yes, Roxy's.
Yeah, best burger I've ever had.
It was like, that was like half the cow, I think.
Oh, my goodness. We almost didn't even walk in. Down in Times Square, you see all these beautiful, you know, places and lights. We're like, we're just starving. Let's just eat there. And it wanted to be in the best place.
It was so funny to watch people sitting, you know, because, I mean, I have this paradigm shift because when I was there, you know, ages ago when I was originally first time there was in the Navy. And as a matter of fact, when I first got to, you know, I'm a country boy, you know, you probably can't tell by my accent. And I'm driving, I got stationed in Brooklyn because my boat was in Brooklyn Shipyard. You know, I didn't know even where Brooklyn was in New York. And so I just kind of got on 95 and headed that way. And, you know, a young venturous sailor headed towards the big city, and I stopped in, it was probably Jersey, and there's a police officer with his hood up, and uh-oh. Of course I'm speaking about the hood on the car, not the hoodie. Anyway, so then he said, I said, sir, can you tell me how to get to Brooklyn? And you know what he's like, sure, I'll help you out. No, he didn't say that. That's what he said. Son, do I look like an information booth to you?
He actually called you son.
Oh, yeah, I was young then. I was young once, John.
Were you?
I was. I really was. I really was. And so then, oh, I don't know if he called me son. That's not that's right, northern term. I think it was another adjective.
What's the problem, man? Yeah,
that's exactly it, you know. And so anyway, so I'm looking for, you know, Brooklyn Shipyard. Because I'm thinking the Navy, you know, you go to the, because I'm coming from the Norfolk type areas and Little Creek, and the whole place is just filled with these big ships and just, you know, Navy. And so we'll give a big shout out to all of our Navy listeners. Bryce, woo, what's up, dude? We're excited about what's happening, how God's blessing you in the Navy, which you can sell the seven seas, by the way, in the Navy. That's a song. Anyway, so then, and so I'm fighting my way through, I guess I'm going over at that time the Brooklyn Bridge or whatever. I didn't know at that time. I was just totally, all I remember was I got to this real spooky area, you know what I'm saying? I'm like driving like at that time some movie that says you could almost hear the Jaws music in the background. Dun, 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 dun. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, my goodness, I've got to get out of here and go find the Brooklyn Shipyard. And so I finally, you know, I pull up past this one car that has its trunk open with some brand new jeans hanging out the side over the bumper. They're selling nice jeans out the back of a car with an amazing.
Jeans, shoes, pots, pans, whatever you need.
They think they've seen something in other parts of the country. You can get anything you want out of a trunk in New York. Anyway, and so this was BC. And so I pull past this supermarket. Okay, it was a Chevrolet with jeans hanging out the back. And I see the security guards, like a little small 2x2 booth with this, I don't know, you know, I guess he was like Nyko or Wacken Hut or something like that. And I said, hey, I'm trying to find the Navy shipyard in Brooklyn. Do you know where it is? And he goes, you're here.
Welcome to the Navy.
Oh my goodness. I was right in the middle of it. And here I thought, you know, Jaws is going to pop out. And I was like, my goodness, I'm going to have to live here.
Oh, wow.
And of course, it's changed then. I think, you know, there was other management happening at that time, if you know what I mean, organized management over the shipyard at that time. And not labor, the other part of it. Anyway. Jimmy Hoffa. Anyway, so then I go out there and I'm thinking, you know, I'm gonna be on my boat. And of course, the boat was in dry dock; it was just out of the water. And so we lived on a barge. But I couldn't believe it. You know, all of that. I'm thinking like, oh no, no, I'm lost. And the guy's going like, no, you're here. And it was just like, you know, I felt like I was in Welcome Back, Carter. You know, blue, 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 trains flying over my head on the tracks, rusty tracks, that you're thinking, how could those trains not fall? Because it looks like it's riding on rust.
They survive and they are loud, very, very loud. But that whole area has changed now. You can come on back, man. It's all changed and they beautified it and it's really, really beautiful.
Well, that's where I had my first hot wings, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually, they were selling it out of some little corner half door shop in a paper bag. And I'm like, I was going with my friend, my friend's name was Ortiz. And we were going to go down there and do something. He said, hold on, man. He walks over to this little small, you know, it all kind of looked the same at that point, but it's half door. And he walked up to it and they opened the top half and they just spoke, you know, a different language, and then all of a sudden they pass him out a little small sandwich bag full of hot wings. and I, of course, you know, I'm like, whoa, that's amazing, man. Wings in a bag, you know. But oh yeah, I just love it. Yeah, I love that. It's just so different, you know what I'm saying? I love the culture and all the things that are happening, and you know, it's so important to break any mindsets about, you know, God's creation, because he's a bouquet of experiences and languages and ethnicities, and he loves us all. He created us all, and especially in America, it depends on where you are, you can really get one-sided in your viewpoint, you know, and you don't want to do that, because it's just beauty in, you know, mankind, you know.
Absolutely. There's great diversity up here, and that's been one of the greatest joys, is being able to meet people from so many different backgrounds. And when you realize it, you know, we're all pretty much the same. And it's been absolutely an awesome experience.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.